Let's get back to our top story today, the fire at Notre Dame in Paris. And joining us now is French philosopher and author Bernard-Henri Lévy. Welcome back to Here and Now. And first, what are your thoughts today?
I'm so sad, so sad. As every French citizen, as every citizen of Paris, I spent all night awake crying. And we stopped crying, I at least stopped crying this morning when I was sure that the fire had been mastered. Till then, it was like each of us was wounded. This Cathedral of Notre Dame is not only, it's not just a monument, it is the heart of Paris, it is the soul of France, it is a masterpiece of European civilization. It would have been a huge loss, impossible to repair if it had been thoroughly destroyed.
Well, and the good news, I guess, if there is some good news in this, is that many of the important artifacts inside were saved. The building is still standing. What is lost, though?
What is lost is for example, the roof, the wooden roof of the cathedral, which is 7, 8 centuries old, is lost, is burned. And you know, you cannot rebuild, you cannot reconstitute 8 centuries of age and of time. You can make it fake, of course, but it will be a fake forever. There is something in the smell, in the visible age of a wall or of a roof, which the best architect cannot rebuild. And this is lost forever.
I have to ask, you know, as I was watching this yesterday, and as many people were watching this yesterday, you think to yourself, how could this possibly happen in this place, one of the jewels of this world? How could this happen? What do you think?
Because we did not take care enough. And this could happen again in other monuments in Europe and in France if we don't decide to consider these sort of architectural monuments as our most precious jewels, as treasures. And this is not the way we conceive them. We are not conscious enough in France and in Europe in general, we are not conscious enough of the spiritual price, of the quantity of beauty embedded in these sorts of monuments. So we know the age. We know they are threatened. We know there is decay going on, but we don't care. And in a way, we care less than you do, Americans. You are a young nation, but maybe for that, you are more attached. You take care more of your young monuments than us of our old monuments. And this has to change in emergency. If not, we will have other catastrophes of the same sort.
Do you think that the French authorities made the right decision in not doing what President Trump suggested on Twitter yesterday, which was to drop water from the air on top of Notre Dame? They said that that may have destroyed the entire structure if they had done that. But do you think that they acted quickly enough, that they made the right choices in how to fight the fire?
I am not a specialist, but I think President Trump was not right. In the particular circumstance of Notre Dame de Paris, the water from the sky was, alas, impossible. No, mm-hmm. I think the French authorities made the right decision. The wrong decision was not to cherish this treasure as a part of ourselves. But this is a wrong decision since ages, centuries. There was a French writer, Maurice Barrès, at the beginning of the 20th century, who wrote a book called The Great Pity of the Churches of France. The Great Pity of the churches of France. And he already said that there was there an accumulation of treasures, a petrification of beauties, which were part of the inheritage, intellectual, artistic, and spiritual of France, and that we were dropping them flat. So here we are.
Many have remarked on the politics going on in France at the moment. The New York Times headline today is, "A France in turmoil weeps for a symbol of Paris's enduring identity." How do you think what happened yesterday at Notre Dame fits into the political situation in France right now, where we've seen other monuments burned on purpose?
What I hope today is that President Macron will find the words and will have the gestures to reassure the French nation, who is wounded by what happened yesterday night. The happy thing, the good news, is the chain of solidarity which has been immediately organized in France and out of France, with so many people from America, from the rest of Europe, showing their solidarity to Paris. What happens with Notre Dame, there is a sort of we are all French, we are all wounded French all over the world, which makes a warm heart. This morning, I had two sighs of relief. One, when I heard that the fire had been mastered thanks to the brave firemen. And second, when I heard that all over the world there was this wind, this tide of solidarity, showing to the French people again that they were not alone. As after the Charlie Hebdo attack, as after the hyper-cacher anti-Semitic attack, and so on. And this, for a Frenchman, is such a relief to see that in these tragic moments, the world is with us, and in particular, America.
Finally, let me just ask you, what do you think France will need now to recover from this?
A huge plan to take care of all these beauties that history, not God, history gave us. There was the finger of destiny on our head, us, French nation, which created such an accumulation of pieces of intelligence, of pieces of sophistication, of pieces of beauty, of pieces of living poetry, poetry in stone, intelligent stone, because a great monument like Notre Dame is not just beautiful, it is a masterpiece of spirit. And we are the guardians of all of this. We have to take care of. We don't own them. They are not given as a gift. No, we have to prevent them from dying. We have the duty, the sacred duty of taking care. And this is what the French government will have to be conscious of. We have the duty of being the custodian, the guardians of our memory and of our treasuries, as you do in America with all your museums all around the country. Even in small towns, you have a piece of beauty, of spiritual wealth. You make a museum around it, and you take care of it as you take care of a child or of a baby. This is what we have to relearn, us French people.
That is French philosopher and author Bernard-Henri Lévy. Thank you so much for joining us. And as has been said so many times, our thoughts here in this country are with you and all the people of France today.
Thank you.